A dozen years of war and United Nations sanctions have had a devastating effect on Iraq's education system. In a country that once prided itself on the highest literacy rate in the Arab world, the UN estimates that 25% of children, mostly girls, no longer attend school regularly. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
In Al-Adamiyah, one of Baghdad's middle-class neighborhoods, the school seems pretty well-appointed. The girls here primp and giggle as they prepare to have their senior photograph taken. 17-year-old Noor Imad wants to be a lawyer.
She said that I think that the most priority now for the role of the woman in the society to take a part in this and to get what we wish. This is the first target, and the second one to get married.
Iraqis, especially women, once prided themselves on their education. These kids, though, are now among the rare fortunate ones. But even here in one of Iraq's most elite public schools, the headmistress struggles to stem the soaring dropout rate. She says the school tries to raise money among the more wealthy parents to help keep those in need from quitting. In the poorer neighborhoods in the countryside, the deterioration is much worse. The UN reports overcrowding, broken windows, an absence of toilet facilities, a shortened school day, and a shortage of teachers. Margaret Hassan runs the CARE program in Iraq.
A lot of teachers stopped, women stopped teaching because they couldn't afford to clothe themselves to go to school.
Political scientist Wamid Nadmeh teaches at Baghdad University. He says UN sanctions have taken the biggest toll, but he dares to suggest government priorities have made things worse. The government recently used profits from UN-monitored oil sales to import a fleet of cars for its supporters.
If I was entitled to write an article and saying why you are importing this material and not that material which is more necessary, perhaps the minister will have to reply to my article. But we are unfortunately deprived from this dialogue. So a lot of people will tell you, if they were brave enough, that this project, we don't think it is very important for the time being.
The education system in Iraq, once one of the best in the Middle East, began to have problems in the late 80s, before sanctions. Literacy rates, which reached an impressive 87% by 1985, began to plummet as government spending on the Iran-Iraq war curtailed public financing. Following UN sanctions in 1991, only 45% of girls can now read. Again, Professor Nadmeh.
Now, some people just don't send their children to the schools because they want them to help them in the they work sort of in early childhood.
Given the well-established link between a literate mother and a healthy child, Dr. Saad Mehdi Hassani says the crisis in education is contributing to high infant mortality.
They don't know what is harmful in the environment. Even harmful eating in the environment, they don't know the vaccines.
At a Baghdad hospital, this woman, draped in black, her face bearing tribal tattoos, doesn't know her age. She's somewhere about 22.
She didn't go to school at all. No, she doesn't read or write.
And she does not plan to send her children to school. Her youngest, a one-year-old son, suffers from parasites transmitted by dogs and sandflies. Dr. Hassani says this could have been avoided.
Yes, we can prevent it by control of the sandflies, by killing these sandflies. They don't know these things.
Now he says there's no hope because the treatment, a medicine called pentostam, is banned by the UN because it's reported to have military applications. And this woman does not have the money to buy pentostam on the black market. So this child is going to die.
Yes, because of deficiency, because we must treat the disease with the drugs, anti-parasitic drugs.
3 million of Iraq's best educated have left the country because of the economic and political conditions. Many Iraqi young people who are still here no longer see the value in education. If they'll earn $5 a month with schooling, they can get $15 selling cigarettes on the street. Iraq is losing its future. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.